We are learning Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Tes Amud Aleph, middle line, Ravina Omar. We learned, there's machlokes in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim, how many Edim you need by Moitzi Shemra. And the Gemara had already five different biurim in the machlokes, what the biur machlokes is. And now I want to go to number six, that these biurim, the last few, are going in a case where there were Edim that the husband brought to say that she was Mizana, that his wife was Mizana, and they were good Edim. The problem was that the Edim weren't able to give Misa to the Isha. So we had one shot because they didn't make Hasra, they didn't warn her to tell which Misa it was, and as Machloikis, if you give Misa, to give that Mrs. Bezin, if you don't warn for that. Another pshat was that she was the Isha Chaveira. She knew what she was talking about, and therefore you didn't have to warn her. You don't need Asra for that. There was another Machlekes. Another pshat, and Rav Ashi said Machlekes was that you were Asra Rebbe Malkus. And Malkus, in the Shaila is, Malkus is 3 or 23. But here, in a case where, regular case where a husband walks in and says that she was Mizana without Edom, so then a Kuli Alma will worry, according to Rashi, it means a worry that Edom will come, and you need a Bezin of 23, because Edom will come. You're going to give her a skila for being Mizana. But here the case was, we know what the Edom are. We're not worried about different Edom. We know what the Edom are. And the Edom are just going to say that case that she is Mizana, but not Chayav Misa, and therefore we're not worried about new Edom. And the Machlekes over here is, so far we have different Pshat Machlekes. We'll go now another Machlekes. If you know Amar, which means like this, the Gemara doesn't have Arichas to explain this Machlekes, but we'll speak it out now. The case was, three Edom came, the husband brought three Edom that she was Mizana. That was the case. And one of those Edom turned out to be Pasul, or a Karav. And halacha is, if one of the three Edom are found Pasul, the whole thing is disqualified. But the case here was that one of those Edom did not give a Hasra, only two of the Edom. So maybe that one Ed, we can make believe he's not here, because maybe he was Mechavin to even say Edus. So when he was looking at the story, so the other two are separate from the one. And that's the Machloikis, if it's possible to give her Skilo or not. According to Rav Meir, it's not possible to give her Skilo, and therefore you won't need a Bezin of 23. It's enough with three. And according to the Rabbanon, you'll need a Bezin of 23 because you could give her a Skilo. Now we'll explain, Barichas, this Shailim, Sechem Kar Apostle, we'll come back and we'll explain it again, like we spoke out as Akdama. So, if you know, I'm a Gunjim Sechem Edim Kar Apostle, Kamifik put to the Rav Yisiv Rabbi, Alib Rav Akiva. And they're arguing in the Machlaikas Rav Yisiv Rabbi, which is going according to Rav Akiva. The time went to the Mishnah. Rav Akiva Imer, in the Pasuk it says, Apish Naim Edim, or Shloisha Edim, Yumas Hameis, that you could kill a person for doing a Aveira if you have two Edim or three Edim. The Shailim is, if two Edim is enough, of course three Edim is enough. So what's the chiddush of three Edom? So Rabbi Kiva says, the chiddush is that the third aid also gets the oinish of Edom. Let's say all found to be Edom Zayimim. All three get the oinish. Even though the third aid says, what do you mean? I wasn't doing anything. Two Edom was enough. But once you are part of the group, you get the same oinish as the group. In Cain, oinish akosv is a nitvala ivrei aveira kaivrei aveira. You see someone who's the third wheel when it comes to aveira. He gets oinish like the Avera. Achas kam, we know that Mida Toiva is Meruba Mimidas Peronius. As a Kavachaymer, someone who sticks to people who do mitzvahs, and he's part of that. Imagine what schar he gets. Alachas kam, Shisham schar is a nitva lo oise mitzvah, ka oise mitzvah. The person who's together with the one who does a mitzvah, he will get the same schar as the oise mitzvah. And another limud learn, Mashnayim Nimtzechem Em Karv Apostle Dizim Tehel. Let's just say you have two. One of them becomes Apostle. The whole thing is disqualified. Av Shloish Nimtzechem Em Karv Apostle Dizim Tehel. When it comes to three also, if one of them is found Karv Apostle, the whole Edus is bottle. And when I'm Shafilum Meya, hey, no, it's even 100 Edim come, and one of them is Apostle, the whole thing gets disqualified. Tamaloymar Edim, the Apostle says Edim, Apishtaim Edim, Ashosh Edim, so it's one of the Edim is extra, teaches us that even 100 Edim. So this is Rabbi Kiva's memory. So we're not finished. We have Machlekes in Rabbi Kiva. I'm Rabbi Yasi. Medvar Mamurim B'dinin Nefashos. This whole shtickle Torah of Minim Sechem and Karav Apostles, Dafka B'dinin Nefashos. Avo B'dinin Mamunis, but by money. This guy made this Bashar. By money, if one of them becomes disqualified, you can still use the rest of the Edom for the Edis. Only by B'dinin Nefashos we have this heter of Minim Sechem and Karav Apostle, because there, we learn from Apostle, B'tzilu Eda, that there we look for the schus, and therefore, if some people are puzzled, the whole thing is disqualified. Rabbi Yemer, no, they're both the same. Echadina mamalis, vechadina fashos. But now Rabbi speaks out something that Rabbi Yosi did not hold of. It only is considered they're part of the group of Edim if they will make a Asra also. If they all made Asra and that one of them is possible, the whole thing is disqualified. It's a group. But if some of those Edim were not Masra, then it's Megala Milsa. It shows us that they weren't really one of the Edis over here. So then, on top of our base, he says it has to be some kind of kavanah edus. For example, let's say there's a murder, and standing by the murder are five edim and a sixth aid who's a brother to one of those five edim. So he's saying, oh, it's batal. Edus batal miksasa batal kula. So what are you going to say? You're never about to kill someone like that? The guy's a murderer b'fasya. Teretz is that you have to say that the guy who's not master is not part of the Edis. Like it's like by Kedushin, by Chasana. By Chasana, everyone's standing around by the Chasana. How do you have two Edim? There's so much Edim there. So there's Nimtzecham Kar Apostle. Teretz is, the only two are Edim. The other ones are not Edis. They're not Edim. So here he's saying the same thing. Hasra shows the Edim. That's what Shita of Rabbi is. What does Rabbi Yosi hold? He holds that by Din and Fashas, as long as Din and Fashas, no matter Hisra or Loi Hisra, the Lach is Edusha Matela. So back to our Mishnah, the case by the Edis Shazinsa was there were three Edim said that the husband brought three Edim that his wife was Mizana. One of those Edim was found puzzle, but that Ed did not give Hasra. So according to Rameyer, he holds like Rabbi Yosi, and therefore Edis Shabbatim Uksas Batakul, even without Hasra. The Rabbanon hold, no, you can disqualify that aid and you work with the other two Edim, and therefore it's possible to have Din and Fashas. And that's why you need a Bezdin of 23. That's why you need a Bezdin of 23.
According to Rabbi now, Ba'ar Chasna will never be a
Kashra Chasna. You mean Rabbi Yosi. Yes, that's why they appoint Edim. Say, Atam Edai. If they appoint Edim, that's better. If they appoint two Edim, then it's just... Right, the Teretz is they point to Edim. The other ones are not Edim. Here it's different type of Edim. It's a different type of Edis. It's Edis Lekume. You only pointed. That's why you have to appoint to Edim. The other Edim cannot pass because I didn't point them as Edim. When I do something in front of, I do a Maisa in front of someone, I have to point the Edim. But anyway, because everybody's saying, obviously they have some way to work it out also. So now the Vibayis and another tire to the kasha. So we already have six tooths into to the explanation of Machlekes Ramei and the Rabbanon. And now we have another way. Vibayis Eima, another way to explain the Machlekes, and this is the seventh way to explain the Machlekes. All with the same Mahalach, in the same way. Vibayis Eima, going to Hishuba Acherim, lo Hishuba Edim. We have two Edim, but these two Edim did not give the Hasra, they were Machavan Leidus. So it's possible but they did not give Hasra. So the shaila is, could you mechayev her misa? So the commitment plucked at the Rabbi Yisrael Rabbanon, Netnan, Rabbi Yisrael, lo oilom ein neherag, you don't give misas bezinat to you, pi shnei edov masenboy, until two edim give the Hasra. Shenemar pi shnei edim, tzatoshim pi, the mouth. They have shaykhis to the etzem Hasra. And until they give Hasra, there is no such thing as Mrs. Bezdin. So here, two Edim came. They weren't the one who gave the Hasra. And Rameyah says, three is enough, because you're not giving him Mrs. Bezdin. Hashem gain. According to the Rabbanon, you can give the Mrs. Bezdin because you don't need the Edim to give Hasra. And it's the Machlekes of Yosi and Rabbanon of this Mishnah. And the last Pshat, the eighth Pshat, and this is the final Pshat, the Bayis Eim, you have two Edim. But there was Achosha. But it wasn't real Achosha. Achosha means two elder Edim contradict them, or they contradict each other. That's what it means. There's a way to have a chasha if they contradict each other. Now, it depends what they contradict each other about. So, not everything is called a contradiction. So, by saying we're going to iskash b'bedikas, v'leiskash b'chakiris. Bedikas are things that are not mamish negeya, the etzim story. It's like what color clothing were they wearing, and that type of thing. So there, that's not ma'akev according to one man the Omar to be called kureidim. Chakiris means what day it was, what hour, and what exactly happened. Those things are, you have to know. You can't say edis without that. But what shirt the guy was wearing, you said one said it was an orange shirt, one said it was a red shirt. Okay, it's possible to make a mistake about what shirt they're wearing. They're not so concentrating on that. That's not the point. So Rabbi is saying we're going to iskish v'bdikas or iskish v'chakiris. K'mif v'chut ben zakai v'rabbonim. The Tanai learned in the Mishnah. Maisa u'badak ben zakai v'ukse te'enim. That ben zakai did b'dikas akadei kach. He said it was under a fig tree. Which way, how big were the uksim, which means the ends of the dates? Were they fat or skinny? He drilled them with like a grilled and drilled them with these even small little details, and without that it was possible. It possible them. So that's the machlokes. We had two eidim came in and they did well, but they made a mistake in the bedikas. So according to Rameyer, he's disqualified, and therefore three is enough. According to Rabbanon, he's not disqualified. They hold like the Rabbanon, and therefore it's not disqualified, and therefore two would bring Shaykh Misa, and therefore we need a Bezdin of 23. So those are all the eight Pshatim and Mechlekes, Rameyer the Rabbanon, if you need 3 or 23. But we're coming out that most of these Terusim hold the Maskana, that if a classic husband walks in and says, my wife was Mezana without Edim, then Avadi, you right away get a Bezdin of 23, because two Edim might come. Choshen lies, like Rashi says, two Edim might come, and you're going to give her Misa, and therefore you need a Bezdin of 23.